Good morning and happy Halloween. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, October 31st, 2024. In Searsport and surrounding communities, a coalition is forming around a goal to protect Sears Island from development permanently. With their proposal to site an offshore wind terminal on the island, the state is failing to honor their end of the agreement that ended the controversial cargo port plans back in the 80s and 90s. Local residents have fought battle after battle over the decades to protect the island from development for everything from a nuclear power plant to a wood chip export station. And now they say it's time to protect the island for good.
Hi, I'm Chris Buchanan. I'm a volunteer with the Campaign to Protect Sears Island Wasumkik. And we are launching a new effort, proactive effort called Wild and Free Forever. It's an effort to conserve all of Sears Island forever and also ensure that it remains free to the public. We're doing this in the face of the Mills administration's failure to secure the nearly $500 million to industrialize the island for the offshore wind port. We feel like this is a really good opportunity to show everybody that Sears Island is also known as the People's Island, and you can't find what it provides anywhere else as a human, and it's incredibly critical for nature. It provides 5 miles of free, accessible shoreline. And according to the Friends of Sears Island, it also provides tremendous economic boon to the region by attracting local and non-local visitors who stop at the local businesses to eat or shop. And it's really important to know how important the place is also economically, not just in terms of a conservation standpoint, because having a conservation area right in a community is incredibly helpful to everybody. The island is a critical stopover for migrating birds. Its contiguous mature ecosystems are rare and highly sensitive to disruption. Because of their age and biodiversity, the forests and wetlands sequester massive amounts of carbon and provide habitat for endangered and rare plant, animal, bird, and marine species, including at least 20 vulnerable species. In using the land use mapping tool to estimate the carbon sequestration lost by potentially developing this project, we found that cutting down the nearly 78 acres to develop the wind port would actually be like putting 5,600 cars on the road. Maine is actually, as of June 2024, nearly reaching its carbon neutral goals ahead of the 2025 projections. According to reports, the bulk of the carbon sequestration measured and confirmed in the reduction data comes from Maine's forests, like the ones on Sears Island. Destroying the forested acres for wind power is completely counterproductive, and we need to focus on using industrial lands only. If developing renewable energy is about protecting the environment and avoiding climate catastrophe, then industrial lands must be utilized for renewable energy infrastructure. We cannot bulldoze our way to climate resiliency. The behavior of the state of Maine, the labor unions, and the big environmental groups involved in pursuing Sears Island for offshore wind port is neocolonial. It is a green colonial effort. So we really encourage everybody who wants to see Sears Island Wasumkik conserved in perpetuity and to maintain free access to contact protectsearsisland at gmail.com and visit protectsearsisland.org. We are looking for volunteers, and we're also hoping to raise funds so that we can do this for years into the future.
That was Chris Buchanan from the Campaign to Protect Sears Island /Wasumkik. You can find more information about them at protectsearsisland.org or email protectsearsisland@gmail.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Happy Samhain, happy Halloween. I'll see you tomorrow.